sipping on mimosas and then we talk shit. Sipping on mimosas and then we talk shit. Sipping on mimosas and then we talk shit. Sipping on mimosas and then we talk shit.
Hello, this is Drew and George Talk to People Sometimes. That's George Basil.
That's Drew Brooks.
And we talk to people sometimes. This is episode 2.
I think we should change it to Drew and George Talk to People Anytimes.
I like it. From cool. now on, it's Drew and George Talk to People Anytime.
Yes,
now.
But we're not going to redo the graphic or anything else.
No, it's just the real heads know.
Dude, this is a verbal document.
That's right. Just all the underground fans.
Yeah, that's how they'll say it.
They all know now.
That's how they'll say it.
How they'll say it if they know.
We were just talking to Megan Neuringer.
We were just...
The hilarious.
We had a great conversation.
The spectacular.
And she was so funny, and she brought up so many funny things.
Yeah.
Especially talking about her book. She has a book that's coming out, workout routines,
a lot of stuff.
A lot of stuff. And she was really
great. She didn't know the whereabouts of the Malaysian flight. She didn't know about...
Yeah, this plane is currently... Missing still.
Yeah.
And they're searching the pilots' homes and stuff like that.
Are they investigating?
I think that's the last thing I heard about it. I'm not sure. We're just doing that living room talk
right now.
Kind of
would seem like those dudes, I mean, they had to land. Somebody had to land it if it's landed somewhere.
Well, I would think we would run out of fuel by now.
If it was just in the sky?
Yeah, if they
wouldn't
were just
circling.
Wouldn't they have found it? I don't know. It had to have landed it.
Dude, what if it went into space?
Well, you know, listen, man, I'm not ruling out anything because I'm a sensible human being.
Can an aircraft like that fly to space?
No.
100%?
Yes, George, 100%.
But it's vacuumed.
Yes, it's true.
It's got oxygen.
Yes.
Not like go to the moon, but like crisp up space a little bit.
Just like get a little above the atmosphere.
Yeah, just get into blackness. Like, yeah. Get to see where you can look down and you see like Earth.
Just Earth. You know? Just beautiful Earth and blackness all around.
And then like, yeah, that's space.
Did you see gravity?
I did see gravity. Didn't we see gravity together?
I think we saw it together. Yeah.
Did we see it 3D?
Yeah, we saw it in 3D and it was bananas, right?
It's crazy, man. She's always flying right at you,
I was on the edge of my seat the whole time.
Yeah.
It was pretty fun. That was a fun movie. Do you like movies about space? Did you like
What's the one? Last Starfighter?
Oh, okay. You want to go Last Starfighter? I remember that jam where he gets the spaceship. I was a kid, like primed.
Perfectly matched.
Yeah. Yep. To be like, age-wise, that can be me.
Totally.
Yeah.
I want to be that champion.
And to, like,
I wanted to play that game. So bad. There was a Star Wars game.
I remember that with the handle
had,
on it.
That was the closest.
And the laser was like, it was very angular in the lines. Yeah, man. Coming from the other side. You were a TIE fighter, I think, or something like that. That was a fun game.
Yeah, super.
I remember, like, weirdly enough, computer flight simulator games were big when I was a kid. Was that not a big thing anymore?
No, it was. That still is, isn't it?
Yeah, I remember Top Gun being really hard to master, the game.
Top Gun on Nintendo?
Yeah. If you were to recast Top Gun, who would be in it now? Who would be your Iceman?
Marissa Tomei would be Iceman.
Okay, and who would be your Maverick?
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
I would... As stupid as this sounds, I would watch that movie. I would gladly pay $12.
I'd make you have to watch it because it would be mine and I'd be proud of it. I'd come to you and I'd be like, brother, I made Top Gun.
I wouldn't just watch it because you're my friend and then I know you can pull off a damn fine Top Gun remake.
Ooh, the day I redo Top Gun.
It's going to be a crack-a-lackin' good time.
Yeah.
But... I'm just saying, if you were to say, hey, listen, I know this sounds crazy, but Top Gun was remade and it's Jean-Claude Van Damme and Marissa Tomei as Iceman.
Who would you cast as the love interest of Jean-Claude Van Damme and Marissa
Tomei? Oh, that's
great.
I think it would be Murphy Brown.
that's a character on a sitcom.
Yes, exactly. But they bring back Candace Bergen and be like, can you play Murphy Brown? And she's like, yes. And they're like, great.
No, fuck no. Candace Bergen does not say yes to playing Murphy Brown in a Top Gun remake ever.
Yeah, I had a huge crush on Murphy Brown as a kid.
No,
is that
shit.
Weird? Yeah.
That's not weird.
Totally real.
No kidding.
Yeah. I loved her can-do attitude and like taking no guff from the man. I was like, that's a lady. I really dug it, man.
Yeah.
I like that. I liked
it too. Lady in the Workplace sitcom was great. She was like so good in it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She was like the smartest person.
Where are those anymore? Where did those go?
They're coming back.
They're coming back.
Yeah, 2015 they said that they were going to launch a new series. They're going to launch a new dedicated...
To what exactly? To
new prolific fangs and to new destructive parallels, but female-based.
You gotta see George's face right now.
It's contorting because my eyes rolled
his
back.
His eyes are both digging shovels. And
yeah, just digging. I don't know where I went.
Oh, but like speaking of very funny women,
yeah.
Right? Oh, I nailed that segue, right?
Totally. And you called it out and you ruined everything.
I did. Count on me to ruin it. But we did talk to Megan Neuringer, and she was so funny. And let's listen to it now.
Yeah. Do you have an iPhone charger?
Yes, I do.
Sipping on mimosas, and then we talk shit. Sipping on mimosas, and then we talk shit.
We can get high during.
Boom, boom, boom. Yeah, we can take a break and we'll like not tell all the listeners what it is.
Why can't we just tell the listeners?
Yeah, I guess we can, but then
we could totally tell the listeners.
Any cop listeners would definitely like bear down.
Yeah, because I'm really worried about being red flagged.
Yeah, cops love pods.
That should be on the bumper sticker of every cop car. You know how they have that like kids off drugs? It's like cops on pods.
Be careful what you say on pods. Cops love pods. They're listening. The NSA.
They're here.
All right. Well, whatever.
Cops love our pod.
We can improvise it, you know? You guys
We're just vibing. Sure. So tell me something you're writing right now. Right?
Oh, wait. Are we doing it right now?
Right now.
Yeah, it's
we're
on.
Doing
it. Oh, it's on?
Are you offended by...
Oh, my God. It's
that.
On?
Yeah. Here we go.
Are you offended by the poster?
She just had a seizure.
There's an Annie Hall...
How do you feel about
poster
that?
...poster on the wall of our studio.
We don't have to do it.
I just love this movie.
I know.
You can molest anyone you want if you can make a movie this good.
Am I right? Right. You're referring to the Annie Hall poster on the wall, which I've actually been like, there is a person that has come into this house and been like, take that down.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
You know, I have the privilege of having never been molested, so I can still enjoy those movies.
I see what you're saying.
But
there's a lot of people that just...
As a molestee, I wish it was Woody Allen.
Yeah.
That had molested me.
Yeah.
Those magic fingers sure know how to write a scene.
I'd have taken any damage psychologically that came along with it.
I would be laughing hysterically and then realize that my pants are in my ankles. I'd be like, oh, you're so funny.
Well,
oh my God.
It is not funny, really, the subject.
Yeah, it's not.
But it's no, I'm just kidding. It's hilarious. I mean, but people are sick fucks.
It's wildly out of... Isn't it like, don't you feel like it should be a contained bubble in a way? Like...
Well, we really are talking about this, and I have a little bit of sparkling wine in my system, so let's be honest.
Wait, did you just ask if we should put, like, pedophilios in camps?
And yeah.
Small communities?
Yeah, yeah.
Of, like, pederasts?
Yeah, and then ignite it.
Ooh.
Yeah, for sure. No, of course
not. I don't know. I'm so cynical in the way that I'm like, so many great artists have been hideous people in their personal lives.
That's a really good point.
And like, the idea that it would be shocking or like, oh, I'm like, people are sort of, not even sort of, just like not ethically on one side of the spectrum or the other.
Yeah.
Like, people are fucked up. Like,
and it's not what their artwork represents or whatever, because like they find out about old ass people that have gotten into mischief. Like,
sure, Rowan Atkinson.
Yeah, exactly.
What did Mr. Bean do this time?
That's true.
What has Mr. Bean done this time?
Oh no. He put his bean where he shouldn't have put his bean.
He silently molested
did
someone
he really?
In church. No. Isn't that
on bean.
Isn't that the guy in Sweden?
No.
Not Rowan
That's
Atkinson. Roman Polanski.
Oh yes,
oh, yeah. And he's in France.
So, very different.
And he's in France. And
he's
not
in France.
Mr. Bean. Yeah.
He was in France?
Yeah, you're amazing.
Oh, he's in France.
You thought it was Mr. Bean in Sweden.
I put two and two together, and it came out 70.
That's incredible. Oh, no, not Thomas Edison, but like the guy who was fornicating with the... He was...
Sandusky,
Yep, extramarital.
The Edison of football.
How did you
football.
Get Sandusky out of
I'm
Thomas
kidding.
Edison?
I'm kidding.
I don't know. It's going weird now.
Wait,
we
no,
have
but...
Holding for Plane.
Holding for Uh-oh. Plane?
Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you for closing the sound booth.
Anytime.
Why did you guys both just take off your shirts at the same time?
Because of the plane.
Oh, okay.
There's a plane overhead.
And you blacked out the...
Edit point one. The guy who had the oh my God, I'm not going to remember this, but he was a guy who was a politician, a leader. He was on the Declaration of Independence, and then they found through some kind of oh my God, I have this all mixed up. Somebody fact check me real quick.
A founding father raped someone?
No, like he had like with the slaves and stuff. Terrible thing.
Yeah.
Was it Benjamin Franklin? Yeah.
It was all of them.
It was all
of them,
right?
Last one.
It was all.
It was George.
So, in your eyes, it's everyone.
I mean, I say this, and it sounds like I'm being glib. I'm right. Not. The horror has numbed me. Yeah. I'm not glib. It's
that's
that
very,
like.
That's
yeah,
very interesting.
I mean,
yeah.
Human horror is not shocking anymore because we're all fucked up to some degree.
I actually
people usually more so.
I do think it is weird that I didn't deal with like rape or molestation.
Okay,
I do
that's
think
unusual.
That I'm the exception.
You're the unusual.
Which it almost allows me to be kind of like, oh, you can joke about it. And I'm like, no, I can't, like...
Yeah, it's not...
It's
yeah.
really, I mean...
That's
yeah.
what that's what's so troubling about it, is it's the worst. But I feel like... it's only because like now you can... Everything's out there. Right? Like, you're mm-hmm. finding out information, everything's available. And it's like, back then they didn't... There was nobody, like...
Right.
Recording.
There was no deep web where you could really find the child porn.
Right, or you could sift through his photos online.
I mean, can you imagine if they had the fucking deep web back in like 17...
Let's do it.
13.
That's
a stoner mission.
I'm making like the finger blast.
You're finger blasting, but
I'm both helping a plane land, yeah. and I'm like finger blasting like finger all blast. Dimensions of children.
Amazing. Yeah.
You're right, though, man. The horrifying shit doesn't go away. And I was just telling him about this ex-NFL player, Darren Sharper, who is now getting charged with sexual assault all over the fucking country.
Oh, can I foreground this, though?
You
have a thing. Yeah, George, you have a thing.
With fallen athletes?
With fallen heroes. So these gods, these megaton gods that can, like, at 18, they can
look at
run
him.
At, like, he's
look
just...
Look at him. He's a, yeah. yeah, exactly. Oh, he's an attractive man. He's in the
front. He's got that little testosterone divot in his chin.
Yeah, exactly.
That yeah. means that your balls Women's. Make extra tea. right?
Nobody look that up. Assault. Nobody look that up.
Oh, no. Multiple sexual assaults because he would take women to a room and then he would drug them. And that's so terrifying.
That's the scariest part. Yeah. How did we get so dark?
Wait, it's not dark. It's still bright.
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful outside.
Because it's
and you're still finger banging.
This is the stuff of humanity. Like. You know, it's not all...
Oh, yeah. What I was going to say is, let me forward on this.
Spooning and giggles.
This has been a thing since I've known you, where every once in a while you'll pull out your phone and you'll say a weird name. He'll just be like, Xavius Martin. And I'll be like, what? And he'll be like, a linebacker for the San Diego Patriots or something like that. Okay. That's not a thing, sorry.
Nothing that you
disrespect
said
my own hometown, by the way. Caught 14 kilos of cocaine inside a hooker.
Inside a hooker.
Yeah, yeah. He'll tell me these stories, but
I'm
giving you a wild scenario.
Okay. Oh,
I'm
yeah.
totally... I'm... so surprised when those guys that have had everything that we all want, the wealth, the esteem, like entire cities and shit mm-hmm. that look up to them and then they still manage to like do something absurd and get
DUIs. Oh, it's not absurd. I've been thinking about this so much
lately.
Give
us your thoughts. I want to know your thoughts.
Oh my God, I'm on this. Okay, so I'm on this like serious self-help binge right now. Like
Sweet.
February was a very intense time for me and I like... I was reading all the books that would make you make fun of a woman. You know, like I was reading like The Power of Now and The Four Agreements and like every kind of Zen sort of yeah. Buddhist, like be in the present, mindfulness, blah, blah, blah. Like, Megan, you're doing life wrong. Like, The whole time I've been doing it wrong, you guys.
Wrong since the beginning is the one for the title.
Yeah. Yeah. You fucking dum-dum. What do you think this is? Life, it's wrong.
How to start over for dummies.
But in reflecting on it, this sort of like very quick emotional growth spurt, which is what I'm calling it because it's painful, but then you're like, I'm out, and now I'm sort of here.
Yeah, rebirth.
That stuff will make you crazy. That idea, that like sense of success, that it is material, that it is money, that it's like fucking everybody, that it's like all those things that you don't have, that you're striving for, will never really
manifest.
give you the contentment.
Right. Oh, I see.
It doesn't lend itself to any real humanity, and it's not true contentment. Mm-hmm. And all these dumb, stupid books that I'm reading that are actually so smart now are like, the contentment is in such simplicity, and actually, like, you can choose to be happy just in, like, how your attitude manifests itself, that I'm like, oh, fuck, I've been doing life wrong. Like, this moment right here, like, right, like, here...
I love this.
I'm like, this is enough right now.
Yeah.
It doesn't get better than this.
No.
It's this gorgeous outside.
Right, yeah.
We're cozy. We're drinking Prosecco. Yep. You know, you've got your little sparkling wine in a Paramount Pictures glass.
You're
fucking
still wearing
dope.
Your shirt, though.
We're all get that. Clean, pretty clean.
Right.
Safe.
Yep.
Healthy.
Relatively.
This is like the dopest experience.
It's pretty much the best.
It's not gonna. I could want for nothing right now.
You're absolutely right. Honestly, conversation, man.
So yeah. Do I need $1 million to make this better? Do I need like a butler coming and handing me a past hors d'oeuvre? Maybe.
But you wouldn't say stop that.
I'll have
to. No, but like, okay, so maybe I would want for a past hors d'oeuvre.
Right, or like a car to come pick you up and be like, great, I don't have to think about driving.
No, I enjoyed the walk.
Oh, right, you enjoyed the walk over here.
I liked the walk.
You're so behind, my man.
I am really behind. But I'm doing life wrong.
No, but like, that's the thing. Like, I think that when these like powerful people fall or they like go nuts or they're like raping women that they need to drug, it's like, don't you know that you could probably, if you were like a decent human being, like have... like consensual sex with a woman without drugging her, and it would be like this like really nice intimate experience,
which is
how
really
terrifying.
Special. Yeah. It's really great. Is there somebody that you say, for instance, admired growing up that had a tumble? Say Elmo, for instance.
Fucking Elmo,
right? Do you have anybody that you remember like growing up and being like, I love that guy, and then finding out something horrific? Even somebody like personal that was a personal hero to you.
I mean. The fall of your parents.
Yeah, when you find
out
they're not
your
heroes.
That is sort of devastating.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. Moving this.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
For our listeners out there, George just...
fondled you.
He took my necklace that was probably creating some kind of microphone...
Interference.
Yeah. And he gently, without saying that he was going to...
Right.
...placed it within my shirt.
Fallen hero.
What a move. That's
it was
suave.
Very, it was. It was very suave. It was very chivalrous.
Get out of here, guy.
Who fell? I don't know. I mean, I think when Britney had her meltdown, that was pretty
crazy.
Shocking.
Yeah, right? The whole the hair thing and all that?
Yeah.
Yeah, when she sort of had that, I guess it was bipolar meltdown.
Yeah.
That was like, what the fuck?
Right.
Yeah.
That was heavy for you. Were you a big Britney fan?
I wasn't even a huge fan. I just was like, this is a young
person. Yeah.
Totally losing control, and it doesn't seem like a PR stunt.
Right.
This is like true out of control. Like, oh, this is mental illness. Like in its most public, and the way that the media sort of celebrated it.
They chomp it up, man. That's headlines.
Was also the fall in a way, and you know, of like, really, that's so despicable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It really
to
is.
To have so much fun with this.
Yeah,
it's such an easy thing to target. It's such a like an easy. Yeah, that's very interesting. Do you like? What is your thought in terms of like those people having like comebacks?
I fucking love it.
I fucking love comebacks.
I love comebacks.
They're the best thing ever.
I'm in a comeback right now.
You're in a comeback pose.
You're coming back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's the thing.
George
like,
is coming back.
Look at you.
You never left, bro.
I never took off.
Who doesn't love a comeback? That's like human resilience.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
It really is. Like RDJ, right? Robert Downey. Like a lot of like messed up. Like that guy. If you remember correctly, the only reason I know anything about like his sorted past was because I read it. Details. You remember Details magazine? Is that still around?
That's called Zinc now.
Oh, it's Zinc magazine. It's for all you listeners
it's
out
just
there.
Like a, it's
that's
like
called
a...
Gay Straight Dudes magazine.
It's a geological website.
Isn't
perfect
Details
for the
just
90s.
Like homosexual, heterosexual?
Right, exactly. They had an article and it was like. This was his time, and he would just come out of jail, and he was talking about his jail time and stuff like that. And I was like, my God, this guy's.
Did he go on tape a lot?
What does that mean?
When he was in jail.
For auditioning?
Yeah. Was he still going on tape for stuff?
Well, that's an interesting thing. I don't know. Because like
before
rappers,
iPhones,
rap didn't like aren't rappers doing like
jail bids with like some music activity?
And yeah.
I think going to jail for drugs is dumb anyway. Like that, it's like it's morally reprehensible that like people go to jail for drugs.
Right.
Really?
Right.
Like what? That's like an arbitrary law. And then now you're criminalizing. That's just dumb.
Yeah.
So for me, like, that's not like a fall and a comeback. That's just like, oh, he's a drug addict.
Yeah.
Why is he like, why is he a danger to society?
Yeah.
He doesn't need to be removed from society. He needs to either be allowed to be a drug addict or treatment. Like, it's not like, oh, we got to separate him and punish him.
Right. It's really weird. It's like 90% of Cops episodes. Are just guys being
Robert
like, that's
Downey
not mine.
On 90%.
Yeah.
They're always busting RDJ.
RDJ.
No, yeah, you're right. The nonviolent drug offenses, I mean, that's what fills prisons. And that's good business, right?
Mm-hmm. Billion dollars.
Yeah. It is a business. Yeah.
I'm invested in a bunch of prisons. And I have to say, when I get those.
How did you know so early?
Those checks.
Ugh.
I just am like, oh, I'm going to spend this in good faith.
Yeah, you were like, it's the new Apple. That's amazing. Have you ever witnessed an arrest or like a drug arrest or anything like that? Have you ever been at like, because it's crazy.
Yes, I gotta say, fucking love it. It is. I will like rubberneck that. I live in New York City, so like on the subway, I see people getting busted on the subway for stuff all the time.
Oh, really? Okay.
And I do move along now, but all I want to do is be like, ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I just saw one the other day.
Did you do it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and this poor kid, he was on a bicycle, and I don't know what he was up to, but they clearly found something on him or something like that. And this poor guy, it's like on Santa Monica, this poor kid is like, he's got his like emo outfit on, and he looks pretty styly. He had like a hoodie, and he's just jammed up the back of this cop car, like jammed up, cuffed, tiny kid. And the cops are just like around him like bulldogs, and I was just like, oh man, it's probably just some minor silly thing.
There was like a story recently about some kid, this like really kind of broke my heart, who got so jacked up by the cops that they like exploded and destroyed his testicle. Like a kid was getting like roughed up by the cops during his like arrest for like nothing.
Oh my god.
And the guy like squeezed his nut so hard that he destroyed his ball.
First of all, just
police
coming
brutality.
From the point of view of a person that has two of those.
Hey, knock on wood, man.
Right. Knock on wood.
It's not like a kidney.
It's not.
I mean, maybe is it? Could you still get it? Yeah, maybe it's like a kidney, actually.
It's a lot funner than a kidney, Megan.
You need two to make it look good.
Yeah.
Symmetry is everything.
Balance.
Exactly.
Life
one
is
kidney,
about balance.
You don't know I only have one. One Bobby, you know I only got one Bobby. Because my load's lighter, right? Doesn't that happen?
I know that it takes a lot to...
I wouldn't know.
That would take a lot to just explode. Like you.
He somehow pinched the nut to death.
Yeah, he pinched a nut and squeezed the juice. That's horrible, and I can't imagine. You know what? Maybe the cop is not at fault here. Maybe he was using a tactic, and this guy had a weak ball.
Yeah.
Because...
It could have been that thing.
I mean, I always like to look at the other side, and most of the time, it's looking at the cops and scrutinizing them, and I think that's very common.
What is a weak ball, by the way?
It's got a hard... It's like an M&M nut. Peanut, but the peanut on the inside.
Yeah, it's got just a little crispy candy shell, but the inside is...
All hollow.
Might as well be air.
Yeah, like if you've had a peanut M&M, but there's no nut, you're like, a little surprised, but not sad about it.
I'm going to take all that knowledge and throw it away.
Yeah, no,
that's not real.
This isn't worth recording.
That's amazing. Let's talk about this. Where are you from?
I'm from New York.
You're from New York originally.
Born in Brooklyn. Raised in the suburbs outside the city.
Oh my god.
For the ultimate street cred.
That is some serious like street. You can wear one of those Brooklyn tees and not be an asshole.
No, I was really just born there. And my parents moved to had the house, but my mom's doctor was still there. I was born in the hospital. She liked her OBGYN. You know how it goes. I in high school spent a lot of time in the city. Because you could drink there.
Yeah.
When was the first time you did comedy?
Well, like, officially, I was a hammy kid. You want to talk about that? I was a hammy kid.
Absolutely. I definitely want to talk about that.
I don't know. You want to talk about that?
Because I think the most interesting thing about comedians is, like, the not comedy part.
Yeah, me too.
But
who do you hate?
Let's talk about mutual enemies.
Okay? God, you brought out a list.
No, I was a very hammy kid, and I always liked performing. I was a huge reader. I learned to read very early. And so when I would read a lot, and I think, like, it got me interested in stories, and, like, and I liked writing and reading, and I liked to perform, and I had three siblings, and we were very creative family that was just always, like, making shit and doing.
Parents encouraged, like, creativity and all that stuff, right?
Yeah, very much so. My parents went to art school and were very creative themselves, and, like, we had a backyard and it was chaos, and my older brothers were very funny. My oldest brother is sort of a comedic genius, and
he
would film us making these movies and sketches, and
some of those
videos are, like, hilarious. And so I think through him, I don't publicly give him as much credit as he deserves. He was, like, one of the funniest people in the world. He still is. He's alive. But we watched a lot of, like, TV, and we, like, mimicked it, and we make videos. I just liked being him.
Yeah.
Really cool. What's your older brother do now?
He's in real estate.
That seems to be a spot. I mean, I know a lot of actors that stopped auditioning or whatever, and they go into real estate because once you have that set of human skills to make a person laugh, that's really
huge. Yeah, sorry to interrupt. He was never an actor. He was never a performer. And he went to, like, Boulder for college, and he was interested in environmental science, environmental studies.
That's so interesting.
He was never a performer or writer, but I think that if he did what I did in my career, he would kill
skyrocket, right?
And if I did real estate, I would be a billionaire.
Yeah.
I'm
clearly,
like, price line negotiator. Like, I can negotiate a fucking thing. But I'm like, no, let me do the thing that's kind of challenging. And my brother's doing the thing for him that's, like, kind of when he could just be, he could have, like, made South Park.
Yeah. Do you think that's it? Just sort of taking, like, the high road rather than.
It's not a high road, it's masochism.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good. Is that from the books, by the way?
No, I've recently been thinking about it. I'm like, I have committed to a career that is masochistic.
It's torture.
It is, yeah.
It's kind of like me.
It's so interesting you brought up, like, people that are funny in your life, because I know this one guy who I remember in the tail end of, like, or the beginning of high school. His name is Wes, and he was just the funniest person I had ever. Like, he
pure
was,
and simple, like, anything that they say, their timing, it's all brilliant.
Just everything, and it was just amazing, and I wouldn't know, like, we lost touch or whatever, but he was one of those guys that would pull stunts very early in his life that were, like, for instance, as soon as he could get a car, he got a, do you know what a IROC Z is?
Yeah.
As a goof. Not as, like, a serious thing, but he had the opportunity to get a car, and he got this goofy T-top.
I'm getting you an IROC Z image.
T-top. It's like a. Is it? What is it? A
T-top. T-top.
Yeah, T-top.
Where the two sunroofs come off of the car.
Oh, yeah, a DeLorean.
No, that is a T-top.
So how do you know a lot about cars then?
My dad actually was addicted. To Car and Driver magazine.
Really?
Yeah, my dad's, like, a super. We would go to, like, the Javits Center to see the car show.
That's actually amazing.
Yeah, my dad was super into cars.
That's it. So that was the car. He got that car.
Oh, the 1,000 spoiler T-top?
Yeah, yeah. Exactly, the 1,000 spoiler. And it was like, he got it as, like, a thing where it's like, wouldn't this be funny if I drove around in this
An
car?
Active irony.
That car is pretty dope.
That car is fucking
unbelievable.
Nice.
But at a time where everybody, what did they want, a Jetta or something like
right.
that?
Oh,
it's like,
no.
Oh, no?
Wait, are you from, like,
dream car? What's your dream car, Megan? Like, anything in the world.
Well, see, here's the thing, because I'm so neurotic and Jewish that, like, I can't even, I can barely stand to fantasize. Like, because I think cars are sexy. Like, a hot car, that's fucking fun.
So you, yeah,
but
so it is
barely,
a thing where,
I can barely, like, allow myself the fantasy of, like, a sparkling white Lamborghini where the two doors come up on the side and you're like, vroom, 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 I'm fucking driving a Lamborghini. But then I'm like, Oh my God, if I crashed it or something happened to it or it got smudged or swiped or like keyed, I'd be like devastated.
I would be devastated.
I wouldn't be able to drive it.
Driving this town? You'd get a dent immediately.
Get my period and life... in a white Lamborghini? No, thank you. I'll just take like the Honda Civic. That's good enough for Megan Neuringer. Just kidding. No, I want my dreams to come true.
Right.
I can't even fantasize
cloth about... interior, please.
But yeah. Like anything. Is it, so a white Lamborghini, that would be your car of choice?
No, it would probably be like...
Because it's your spirit animal.
A Porsche or a Jaguar from the 60s.
There you go. Yeah. You just nailed it.
Or that like a Corvette from the 70s. A late 70s Corvette.
Sure.
There you go.
Mm, I cream my jeans for it. And then I ruin the interior.
And then you'd ruin it.
Or that's... make it better. Add some shine.
Or make it personal.
One spot of shine.
Make I like stupid things like that too. I'm not so... I'm only a month out of reading these self-help books. I'm not cured. I like really shitty things.
How is being a driver here now? How's being a driver in LA?
Okay, so I'm on my third car in a month and a half because the first car a friend was very kind enough to lend me her car while she was out of town on tour.
Pretty cool.
That car died after 3 weeks and I had to take it to a shop and get it towed, which sucked for her and for me because I was like, oh, this free car for 2 months deal is up. So then I rented a car at the shittiest Hertz.
You found that one.
Mm-hmm. And that was a Kia Soul, which I enjoyed. A black Kia Soul, which I kind of enjoyed. And then the tire popped and there was no extra tire, so they had to tow it.
You rented a black Soul?
Black Soul. It was all they had. But I, you know... It's true. It was a lot bigger than I thought it would be for an Econo car.
Wow.
JK. And then the tire popped randomly, just destroyed, and there was no extra, so they towed it, and then they swapped it out for now I have a Mazda 2, which I hope lasts me for the next 2 weeks.
Is that like a real zoom, zoom, zoom? Like
it has no pickup. It's a car for people who like... Life doesn't matter. Like, there is no joy. I just got to get to A to B.
It's so weird. Mazdas, in general, are just like, I got to get a car.
Yeah.
That's the way I see Mazdas. It's so vanished.
Here's what we have.
Oh, you have a pretty dope car, don't you?
I have an electric car.
Oh, right. But don't you have a nice...
Like, and then I have, like, a really old Mercedes, which is really...
Which is, yeah. I mean, it's a real lucky creamy, man. Creamy car.
Sure, lucky man. And then I have a rust bucket pickup truck, and that's, I think, the thing I'm proudest of.
Yeah. What do you got? What's your ride?
I have an old Mercedes.
I had to ask you. I had to divert attention to you immediately because I was like about to like come. George mentioned his third car.
Third
car was a pickup truck. I was like, ooh.
Yeah, I have a bike. A bike.
Asking you what your car was my cold shower. Just kidding.
That's amazing. So was there somebody at your high school that was driving a sweet ride that you were like, that makes you more attractive?
No, I cool cars weren't cool in high school because it was like the alternative years. Like, so.
Oh, you weren't about that.
No. Oh, everything was about like not being rich. It was about looking like you were homeless.
Yeah, totally.
But everybody was rich.
Yes. I'm from a very wealthy community and everybody was rich. I actually didn't have a car in high school because my family was not rich. Sorry, Papa.
Not filthy like everybody.
So I didn't have a car, so I always had to get rides everywhere.
Mm. Yeah.
But I remember the guy that I was like so obsessed with in high school had this like Dodge Dart or some kind of like stupid like
little commuter car.
It was like extra like shitty, and I was like, "That's so awesome! It can barely go." Oh, he's like an artist. I want to get on that. He has no money. Like, let me get on that.
Let it be known that you're doing a whole Rosie Perez thing right now.
Ooh, I want some water. Now I'm not doing it at all.
Now you just went into like a weird Southern waitress.
Paula Deen. Okay, yeah. You said Rosie Perez, and I immediately turned into Paula Deen. I'm a great actor, you guys.
You are on the spot.
I felt very devastated by him. Actually, in college. Oh, no. I don't mind if he even hears this. I think he knows.
Okay.
And then just with time.
Yeah, time.
And like you just grow up. I've run into him with mutual friends, and he's now a very lovely person.
Yeah.
And a friend. Like, I had seen him, and I'd seen him at a like a Christmas party, and he was like, I have this really good meeting. And then we had brunch after. It was a very emotional meeting. He was so kind and lovely, and... we had this nice brunch, and now I'm like, oh my God, I'm like friends with the guy who devastated me.
Yeah.
Wow. And by devastated, do you mean like you dated him for a while and he broke your heart?
Or yes, just a high school? He was a high school boyfriend.
Yeah.
And
it's like nobody ever measures up to those people, by the way, right?
Oh, everybody does. Those things are not good. They're not meant to be at all.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I didn't have sex with him. I wanted to. He ended up losing his virginity to one of my best friends.
Whoa.
And I had wanted it to be me. Like, I put all...
Oh, God, codependency. This is a terrible story.
He's the guy.
Did then you fuck your best friend to get back at her for taking that away from you?
You should do that. Right now, today.
Like, fuck her as vengeance on her.
Yeah.
Because sex with me is so bad, it can only be vengeance. Yeah, George, that's what I did.
Real cool, George.
No, but it felt like... It was like such an end of the high school betrayal.
Yeah.
Because I was like, she knew that I was in love with him, and yeah. blah, blah, blah. And entering college with that was rough. And now I look back and I'm like, how could you have taken anything in high school seriously, dumbed up? Like,
That's kids, right? Because like that's when you're in everything. Everything.
For years, I was like, oh, the person.
That's what I mean, though. Like, I feel like there are a lot of people that you're like, and nothing measures up to that. Ever, and you're just looking for.
It's not measure up. My metaphor for it is a gutter ball. For me, like so many relationships,
go ahead and explain that to us real quick.
I call them gutter balls, so gutter balls are when you're standing and you're bowling. Everybody knows what bowling is, right?
Sure, yeah.
Oh, he wants to fix it. It's a gutter ball. So you fucking throw your bowling ball, it immediately goes in the gutter, and there's Megan Neuringer standing at the end of her lane, her body at a 90-degree angle and her brain going, I'm gonna get a strike. This gutter ball is gonna go, it's gonna bounce out the gutter and it's gonna get a strike. And I'm just gonna stand here uncomfortably because it's gonna change.
Wow, you got that mentality? That's amazing.
And that was my relationship mentality for till now. At this moment, it's just like gutter balls. It's through the force of my arrogant will, and this is not even unique. This is almost every woman, if she's unhealthy.
Right.
And I guess codependent men, it's codependency.
Yeah.
It's going to change. I'll just hold on. And instead of like rolling a different fucking bowling ball or being like, you know what? I don't even like bowling.
I'm not a bowling fan. Yeah.
You right. know, like, but I do like bowling.
Yeah,
I
me too.
It. Well, relationships.
Yeah.
And so it's a lot of work. But anyway, that's my dope-ass metaphor.
It is really good, though. I like it.
I'm just curious about this high school thing for some reason.
Oh.
You had a relationship with him?
Yeah, we were boyfriend, girlfriend for a very short amount of time. Okay. And then we slipped out. We were like...
Did you write about him?
Oh my God, I wrote poetry.
Oh,
I was like
man.
Super
Where
into
is poetry. That
poetry. Oh, it's in my parents' house. Super into poetry in high school and college. I wrote like fucking intense like sex poetry as a virgin. Just like
sensuality.
Like poetry. Yeah. Ooh. I won the poetry award in high school. Everything I write is about anybody I'm in love with.
Yeah. That's beautiful.
Always. Wait, am I? No, except for right now. Although, everything I write is about, like, what am I on this earth for? But to relate.
Yeah, it's true.
One glass of Prosecco later. It's done.
Fill it up.
We will. Let's pause it. I'm going to fill it up.
Pausing for Prosecco.
Is this interesting, by the way?
Oh. No.
And we're back.
George has an announcement to make.
I do. We just went into a development deal with Megan on a production press.
Oh, this is falling apart.
Yep, because the terms are difficult. We are going into first option booking.
Yeah, first look, first option.
Yeah.
First everything.
Megan
She's
Rangers.
Hot.
She's hot, just grab her.
She's hot.
What's the property that we've acquired?
Tell us the title of the book. It's a book.
Called Gutter Balls. Everything bad for you is good for you.
Suckers is at the end of it, though.
Suckers.
First chapter is called Suckers.
It's called Why You're a Sucker. Because you deny yourself pleasure thinking that this Life could possibly be infinite. It's not. So why don't you just fucking do what you want to do?
Do it.
Cut to reprehensible, yeah, like backlash. Moral decisions.
Yeah. All the horrible human natures that
it just causes mass death. And you're just like,
Oh, no, I did that again with a book.
You've done mass death again.
You...
Think about it and then say
it. I love this. I love seeing the cogs churn.
Think about it.
I love seeing the cogs
churn. Man, these gears, they smoke.
Don't just, you know, don't just like go from your gut, really. Yeah.
Really think about it and then say it. Mm-hmm. Well, then what do you guys try?
I'm going to bring back that. Why don't you try it then?
We're not allowed to say what just happened. This shift in tone. We're not allowed to like own up to it. Because I practice radical authenticity. Radical honesty.
Were you?
Radical truthfulness. And it feels weird to deny that the impetus of the truth.
Can the three of us stand up and all hold hands and look up at the sky at the same moment real fast?
Let's do it.
Just real quick.
Okay, guys.
Your mistake was in asking.
We're making this triangle. We look down.
We're holding hands.
Holding hands and looking down. Eyes closed.
Eyes closed.
And from the spiritual center, we're going to look up at the count of three and make the goji breath.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Goji breath.
Goji's. Berries. Thank you.
Great. Guys, that was really, really nice.
Now we're back.
And now we're back. Both have very cold hands, by the way.
Oh.
Very cold hands.
Holy. Did I touch everybody's hands?
It's because of bulimia. No, just kidding. I've never had an eating disorder.
No.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. That's
I mean, amazing. I'm a woman, so I'm definitely more disordered than anybody.
But eating is not one.
No, I mean, eating-wise, you're always like, oh, the guilt. But I've never actively done anything about it. I just, do whatever.
Do it.
Yeah.
You go to the gym a lot.
I don't anymore.
But what? You used to? I remember when
I used to be really into the gym.
What were you
doing? 5 days a week.
No way.
Burning it for an hour, hour and a half. Well, see, the guy that I was obsessed with.
Uh-oh. Physical trainer.
He belonged to my gym. And so
I'm seeing the pattern now.
And so for a bunch of years, he was my gym motivation because I'd be like, I'm going to run into my person of addiction.
Is that?
There it is.
And so I would fucking blast my lats. My body was insane. I was going to the gym for like 2 hours, 5 days a week.
Wow.
My emotional life was also insane. And so now I really do associate like working out with this horrible time in my life, very toxic time. So I haven't been to the gym. First of all, I recently canceled that gym. I was still going even after.
But not religiously.
I would like, dip my toe in, a little kettlebell swing, and then like leave.
Not blasting.
No blasting. Now I really don't work out at all.
Wow. Yeah. What do you do with it? Like for exercise, you walk, you run, do you anything like that?
Well, at the gym?
No, like just in general
now?
In life. Yeah,
I'm telling you, I don't work out now.
Just
nothing.
Like nothing. Okay.
I, you know what I did today for exercise?
I would love to.
I've been doing this only in LA because I'm like, I'm not walking like I walk in New York City. So I feel like I have to do something.
Okay.
Because in New York City, I walk everywhere. It's great.
Right.
Just terrific. I have been doing kettlebell squats before I take my shower. So I'm like in the bathroom.
No fucking way. Oh, another technical difficulty.
I'm in the bathroom.
She's now
in the
actually showing us the technique.
She's standing up.
So what I've been doing like probably like three times a week is holding a fake kettlebell and like squatting. And I do a count of 30. And then I'll do like a couple of like
couple lunges.
Lunges.
Okay.
Probably like 20.
Is that sound that I hear right now your shoes or your knees?
It's my crotch. It's my
crotch.
Shoes. It's my shoes. That snapping sound. It's my hymen trying to get back intact.
Fight it?
I want to be new for you guys. No, I'm just kidding. It's
my hymen's regenerating.
That's what I've been doing.
Oh, my gosh.
And the rest is just stewing in my own...
non-sweat.
Stewing in just the stress of life, and that is a calorie burner.
That is.
What about, did
burner.
You run when you were going to the gym? Mm-mm. Did you ever treadmill run? No.
Only at the end. I really was not into the treadmill. I did, like... You want to know my gym secrets, guys? Because my body's so...
You keep asking me if I want to know, and the answer is permanently yes.
It's going to be permanently less.
I would look at the I would look at the people, the guys. I would see how the guys were working out, and I'm a very competitive sort of feminist person.
Oh.
So I'm like, anything a guy can do, I can fucking do, except for ejaculate.
Yeah.
Well,
you guys I can't.
Yeah.
But
some
trust
can.
Me. But I can't make sperm come out of my teeny hole. of the end of my pee. No, I would look at how the guys were working out, and I would work out like them. And basically, guys with the best bodies at the gym aren't doing cardio. Here's the secret, girls.
Oh, wow.
Cardio, when you're young, is stupid. All you need to do to get like a fucking fit, tight body is go to the weight room and do weights.
Yeah.
It's your cardio and your strength training, and you don't have to be at the gym so long. So I would do like weights. Wow. I would like lift,
right.
And I would do like squat presses. I was doing like intense work,
yeah,
and I was really strong. But
and you saw results, is what you're saying.
I was doing it to get out of my brain and like see if I could like maybe find the guy that I was in love with, and we could go get a burger after. And like, are you gonna fuck me and then not call me? This is the setup.
I would watch a show where you fall in love and have to do these awful things just because you're obsessed with dudes.
That show is my life. You would watch that? Can I tell you?
It sounds like a perfect train wreck.
Terrible.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
It's like so much money in therapy.
Yeah.
It's like my family's like, why is she always in a bad mood?
She's been bowling for weeks. We haven't seen her.
She's always nasty. She's so unhappy. What is going on? And when I'm not with my family just being a fucking cunt, I'm like, around people who like me, and I like have, I'm like, I seem like a bitch because I'm shy and have nothing to say. I cannot do it.
That's amazing.
Yeah, no, it's not good. I'm coming out of it. I'm having a, that's good. I'm coming out.
Did you for real read Now is the Time, or the Eckhart Tolle? What is that?
Yeah, The Power of Now.
Power of Now.
Mm-hmm.
We, Drew and I went to a yoga class together.
Ooh.
First one we'd ever done.
Yep.
A buddy yoga class.
Buddy yoga. We called it Broga.
Broga.
Do you remember? Yep. Broga.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
I'm
you
sure
should be a writer.
Jot that
awful.
Down.
Yeah.
And the instructor sat on the mat and then pulled out an assortment of media that was never used during the Broga. And one of them was The Power of Now, the book.
We didn't understand what was happening, and we were both front row center.
Yeah.
So you have to understand that. We like front row center, and this woman comes. She drapes a shroud over herself. Now, I don't know much about it. I've been to a couple of classes. I dig it. I like the breathing. I like the stretching.
Awesome.
I like the sitting. Yeah. Sometimes I sleep. I don't know. But I like it. She brings it out. She shroud. Then she takes her backpack, and it's like, it's ridiculous. And she starts sprawling out these items in front of her, one of which is a laptop connected to speakers, then books, then tarot cards, then like little pieces of stuff. And I'm just like, I don't know what's happening right now. Because normally they're just like, okay, and downward dog, and great, and hold. And holding again, because your spirit, that's fine. I wasn't expecting her to be like, the card of the day is schizophrenia. It's the schizophrenia card. And I was just like,
Tarot has a schizophrenia card?
Yoga has a tarot?
Exactly. Yeah.
So that's the name of your book. Yoga has a tarot.
Foolishness. Yoga has a tarot.
I'm like, what?
You got a third look deal off of that book.
That's amazing. Yeah. We're still third looking.
So she pulls out this media.
She pulls out. I'm there, and I'm trying to engage in it, and I'm like, this. It won't go further than her putting on one of these like techno tracks that she put on. So I was like, that's fine. Okay, you put on a techno track, and then she started getting busy with like a lot of spirituality. Now again, I am open. I'm down. I'm like one of those.
Sounds
people
like it.
Yeah, I am. I swear.
No,
before someone says, you know, I'm open, I'm down.
Yeah, it's garbage.
Like,
it's garbage.
Oh, you want to stop abortion?
I went
like,
fully judgmental. I went fully judgmental.
I'm open. I'm down. I don't think they should be segregated. I mean, I think they should be segregated.
Can we talk about that here at yoga?
I'm open. I'm down. You know, concentration camps.
Is it good? Is the book good? The Power of Now. Did you finish it? Is it one that you can run just like
all these new books are just You know, they're a pastiche and derivative of the original Buddhist teachings.
Ah, ooh, wow, that's
pastiche
great. Spelled
it's great. But it's all a borrowing. All this new age garbage, also helpful. The best of it is just like an amalgamation of like old sort of Buddhist
or Sanskrit things.
Mm-hmm.
Is a Sanskrit thing?
Sanskrit is a more like Hindu.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Can you hit me with that?
So they just, of course, thank my friend. So, so they just,
he's
you
keep
feel
that
like
buzz.
It's a modernized.
It is a lot of that, like you thinking of the past and you know worrying about the future. That's. But is, you know, a recipe for misery.
Right.
Staying very present is like Buddhist meditative work. It's like philosophy.
You
must stay in the present. There is no other time.
Do you think the only way to do that successfully is to drape yourself in maroon robes and shave your head? To stay in that state, like, around the clock?
I won't say that it doesn't, like, intrigue me.
Oh. Sexify.
No. Okay. Just as, like, my own, like... I do have the, for someone who stays put, I really do, I'm not comfortable with change. I have the, like, getting the fuck out of here, like, running, get out of town.
Yeah.
Impulse very frequently.
Oh,
I've never
too.
Done it. I remember when I, senior year in high
this
school, and
it
was like, everybody has to go to college. And I was like, I think college might be fucking stupid. I know it's a lie. Like,
yeah.
I could never in my family, in my community, have not gone to college.
Right.
Right.
But
yeah, you felt
I remember that,
weight. That
year, like, I think it's a scam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not. And wanting to just bolt and be like, no, I don't go to college. I just get the fuck out of here and I live my life. And I think I have like little impulses of that every now and then where I'm like, time to bolt. Like, I got to go do, I'm just going to Europe, going to South America, seeing, and I do none of it.
Huh? It just reminds me like how crazy it must have seemed in the 60s to pull that move where you're like, I'm just going to hitchhike across the country. But it was like a thing that people were like, it was like a trendy thing to do. And so it became like the thing. Everybody was like tuning in and dropping out. And it's like, now everybody's like, don't tune fully
down.
In. Yeah, yeah.
Stay
yeah.
very
drop
present.
Off.
Stay very, yeah.
You know, yeah, and that is actually intriguing me.
Yeah.
What's your relationship with technology? Do you find, like, because I find that, like, one of the great things about this yoga deal is it makes me completely, like, disconnect. Like, be like,
for one hour.
Oh, yeah, oh, no, I'm addicted to my phone. It is.
Yeah, it's a mess, huh?
It's not, and the fact that right now I haven't been on it, worried about it, checking
it's out of respect,
is,
I think, for the pod, and I really appreciate
it's
that.
It's total respect for the pod, you guys.
I've been on mine. I got texts galore, dude.
Yeah, you really been on it.
I'm addicted to it in a way that has created conflict in my life.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Has it made a really significant moment happen? Has it caused a rift that is big enough for you to be like, oh, it did this one thing?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, it hurt relationships. I think.
Yeah. I think it can.
Oh, I.
This should be in your book, by the way.
It has hurt, you know, close relationships. I got in a huge fight with my oldest brother about it. He was like, he thought I was on my phone too much during a family hang, and it created a fight, and I got really defensive because I was like, you're as addicted as I am. You're picking and choosing. My dad is on it a lot now. He got an iPhone.
Oh, no.
And watching his addiction
is terrifying.
Is a mirror into like, oh, this is some bullshit. It's not cool. But I don't know what I don't.
Have you set any rules or boundaries for yourself?
Yeah, have I broken them? All of them.
All of them. Yeah, every time, right?
Texting and driving is.
I don't text and drive.
Do you check emails?
No,
because you're the one person that doesn't.
Where do you
change my
it?
Spotify songs?
Which is just as evil.
That's
just as pure
you add
evil.
Playlists.
That's what I do.
Yeah,
it's only at a red light.
I saw that.
Or traffic.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, traffic is pretty much the only.
No, I don't text and drive because I saw that thing where like texting and driving causes like lots of murder, and I just feel too guilty.
That's the thing about it too. And I saw that campaign, and I thought it was pretty well done, where they were like, "This was the text sent at the point of this
death."
Crash, and it's like the craziest thing because if especially the more I remember seeing one and I was
the text.
It was
I'm
like,
about to kill some motherfuckers. That would be amazing if the text was like, "Yo, I'm texting this and I'm about to fucking destroy everybody's lives." Send.
The cops afterwards were like, "Oh, well, you warned people."
Yeah, I mean,
I think that's first degree. Yeah, I think we got him on First Degree.
We got this guy.
It's text.
That's amazing.
Exhibit A.
Real quickly, switching the topic, I want you to say anything about yourself that you want to say right now.
I'm a good person, you guys. All my intentions. Honestly, I sometimes could get mean or condescending in fights or, sometimes it could be like tough or bossy or overbearing, and all that is honestly like I'm a very sensitive person. I mean the best, and I've been working on for like the last, really, if I'm being honest, I think like 2.5 months. I want to do my best, and okay. I mean the best for myself and for everyone else. I don't want to do the best for myself for like just at the cost of other people. I'm trying to be like a much better person. So, you know, peace to my fans. I love God. And like, I couldn't have been here without God and my fans. And, you know, like you all mean so much to me at Megan Neuringer, twitter.com. My Instagram's blowing up. I fucking, you know, I really love life, and I'm so fucking lucky to be here because of the birth defects. And God is my savior, and I love God, and, you know.
At some point, we have to stop her because peace. God is. Yeah.
And also, if you don't believe in God, you should be killed.
That was perfect. Very well done. Very
you
well done.
Fucking. Did you like the term?
No, put it on your...
Wait, I don't really have a plug. I'm like, I do stand-up shows. I promote them on my Facebook and Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
Give us the information, though.
So my Twitter is at Megan Neuringer, and that's where I'll promote stand-up shows that I'm doing. My website is Twitter. I also have a nice Instagram that's my name, Megan Neuringer, where I show you both positive and, like, weird negative things. And
by the way, let it be known that you're doing this as if you were doing a keynote speaking.
Yes,
like, you are.
And I just, you know, and ultimately, what I really want to say, I should get a website, everybody tells me.
Wait, your website is Twitter means Twitter is your website?
Basically, that's where I promote shows and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I
love it.
What do you do with videos and shit? Or films?
It's Facebook. And Twitter, you can, like, yeah. Link to it.
Do you call it Spacebook?
It's Facebook. Spacebook. Okay? I don't have anything to promote this second.
Great.
That doesn't mean I'm not going places.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. It doesn't.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Megan Neuringer, thank you so much for
you're the best.
Coming and joining us and talking to us.
You're welcome.
We like talking to you very much.
Thanks. Really, it was hard to find this time.
I'm glad you could squeeze us in, though.
Yeah,
for real.
Yeah.
We
got her.
Sippin' on mimosas and then we talk shit. Sippin' on mimosas and then we talk shit. Slady brunch. Sippin' on mimosas and then we talk shit. Sippin' on mimosas and then we talk shit. Sippin' on mimosas and then we talk shit. Slady brunch. Sippin' on mimosas and then we talk shit. Sippin' on mimosas and then we talk shit.